back to memories. Summer 65, part two. Harold G. and Forte Jim Basira here. And the summer of 65. Where were you back then? I was getting all my Beatle records in the summer of 65. Jerry and the Pacemakers, Dave Clark 5, Freddie and the Dreamers.
Freddie and the Dreamers, you bet.
And that guy Freddie's still around, by the way. He still performs. Yeah, he looks good, too.
Oh, really?
How old is he now? 88?
Freddie Garrity is his name.
Yeah.
I just saw a picture. He looks good.
Okay.
Yeah, he's still around.
We had great music. We had great music.
Yeah, Freddie. Can't forget that one. Do the Freddie.
Your arms and legs. You flapped
your arms like this on your side. Do the Freddie.
To a radio audience, you ought to see these two guys right now.
They're flapping their arms. Since the twist, everybody had to do a new song. There was the Mashed Potatoes, the Jerk, the Pony, the Freddie. Yeah. Everybody had to have a dance.
That's right. A new one.
Because the twist was so big.
And sure.
Nobody ever did one like the twist. And the mashed potatoes. Remember the mashed potatoes did with your feet?
Yeah.
Carol's thinking, I remember the mashed potatoes. I won a dance contest doing that. Okay, you guys are here. We did Summer 65 in Racine last time, but there was so much.
There was so much.
We had to do a part two, so let's get started with this.
Yes, thank you, Don, for allowing us back here again. We always enjoy coming here. Yes, we did part one last time. This is part two. We're going to add a few more things that we did back in the summer of 65, and it turns out this was our last carefree summer after graduation. So what did we cover in part one, Carol? I forgot.
Well, we did some things, Jim, like going to the outdoor.
Oh, yeah.
That was always great with hiding in the car, hiding in the trunk.
That's right.
Yep.
You know, we've been waiting now for 60 years to catch you, and we finally got the admission of guilt. You were hiding in the trunk. Officer, bring that warrant. Yeah. She's right here. We finally got you.
Yeah.
True confessions. Oh, and we just talked about the great songs, and we did that last month, our great songs. And we had the theaters downtown, the Venetian and the Rialto. We covered a lot, but we didn't cover it all, Jim.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, let's start with sports. Back in 1965, this was the last year for the Braves to be in Milwaukee. So it was the last time we were going to see Hall of Famers Hank Aaron, Eddie Matthews. The Brewers came here in 1970. But turning to football, of course, we had the Packers. They won the NFL championship that year in 65. The next year was the start of the Super Bowl. And, of course, we had Vince Lombardi as our head coach, Bart Starr as our quarterback, and names such as Nitschke, Horning, and Taylor to keep us entertained. Another thing we sort of switch gears on from 1965, we got our driver's license, so we didn't have to walk or take the bus anymore. Before we got our license, of course, we took the bus to school or walked, football games and whatever, but now we had to have a car. It was a guy thing, I guess. So we looked for used cars or junkers from friends or relatives. But we liked to work on our own cars. We could have bought a car at one of our many dealerships in Racine. Who remembers Don Hudson, of course? Kovac Motors, Pendleton Olds, Wheezy Rambler. That was a big name in town. Or Schaefer Pontiac. Of course, there was the cost of cars as well to figure. Right, Carol?
Yes, but the cost would be great if you had a friend or a relative.
Yes.
That you could eye their car, junker or not.
Yep.
But we talked last month about the cost of the cars. We were earning $1.25 an hour if we even had a minimum wage kind of job.
Sure. Yeah.
But I think, let's see now, but the average cost of a car, Jim, was about $2,600. I don't think many of us were out buying Corvettes. We found out about $4,300. Mm-hmm. So that was a little out of our
price. My Camaro in 72 was $4,900 for a brand new Camaro. That was in 75. Oh. So prices didn't jump up. Now the average price is $67,000 for a car.
Oh, wow.
So you were a Camaro owner.
Well, just, I bought a Camaro. Well, I'm 18 years old, 20 years old, so I bought a Camaro.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty nice.
Yes.
Pretty nice.
Yes.
And you had a one. You had a great car, Jim.
I had a beautiful 54 red Chevy convertible, which I got from my uncle. He used to deal with used cars. And I had that for 4 years, but the biggest mistake of my life was selling that convertible for $100 back in 1969.
I had a 1964 Chevy Impala convertible. My brother bought it, and then he went away to medical school, and he said, you can have the car. And I said, really? So he gave it to me, free car. And then he came back to visit. I need to borrow the car. He said, no, it's my car. Do you believe I wouldn't let him borrow the car?
And is he still speaking with you?
Oh, man. This thing is still on my head from.
Yeah, don't forget it.
Your husband had a car, too.
Yes.
When I met
my husband in the summer of 65, he had a red 1957 Chevy. It was not a convertible, but I still stuck with him, even if it wasn't a convertible. Yeah.
Well, that we got you. He got a car, and that's all you needed to get Carol G. and Forte. Just get a car.
Sure. We all have a price, don't we?
And you got Carol.
Speaking of cars.
Yes, Jim, what did we do with those cars?
Yeah, what was our favorite activity we did with our cars? Of course, we scooped the loop. So on Friday and Saturday nights, the place to be was downtown to scoop the loop. Now, picture this, if you would. Windows were down, radios were blasting, probably to WOKY or WLS, cars revving their engines at red lights, peeling out, burning rubber.
Noise.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Noise.
Drag racing. Cars were everywhere. And we figured the length of the scoop was maybe a mile. And it took about 5 minutes to do that. But it was so much fun to be there every Friday and Saturday night.
Well, what I like is I think there have been some events downtown Racine in the last couple of years inviting people to scoop.
Sure, yeah.
But when Jim and I were doing Scooping the Loop at the Golden Rondell a few years ago, and with our thorough research, we got the route, you knew it, and we went all on our own. No one noticed us. And it was amazing. It just took 5 minutes.
That's right.
And so in all of our life, we never spent that much time, but...
You actually went back and did it and timed it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard that on the police radio. Two old people there. Two seniors trying to rid of their past. Let them go. Don't bother them. They'll
wait
go away.
Here and all.
They're late for their retirement home.
Get the nets out.
Carol Jean Forte, Jim Basira with me. We're doing part two to Summer of 65 in Racine. Talked about the car dealers. We found out that Carol can be bought with a nice, shiny red car. You get a date with Carol when you got to come with a nice red car back then. You have to show up, and she got married to the guy with the red, shiny red car.
Yep.
Jim's a little tougher.
Yeah. I have my standards.
I got to stick up for women now.
Yeah.
Okay, let's continue. Summer 65.
I guess Scooping the Loop, we're touching on that still. That was one of the highlights of our entire teen years, Jim.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And that last summer, it would have never been the same afterwards because this last carefree summer
was
when we could act this crazy.
Yep.
And I think when we go back to it, we think of Main Street. We see all this flashiness, but the noise, like you said, peeling out, burning rubber.
Yep.
But a lot of it was... watching, guys watching for girls, and girls watching for guys.
That's right.
Those summer nights, standing in front of the Nitty Gritty, the Ivanhoe, and watching those crazy guys even get out of the cars, run around, get back in the car, wave at us. Mm-hmm. And I bet you picked up a few girls, Jim, off the streets.
Oh, well, you know, that was relatively easy. You just had to pull over and
see,
say,
we all had our price.
Jump in, or hey, you want a ride or whatever?
Hey, good looking, what's cooking?
Most often they would say no, but at least you tried.
Let me ask you, was the draft a problem back then, the Vietnam draft in 65?
People were starting to go, yes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
okay.
They were.
Yeah, and that was a somber part of that summer.
Because I was in the draft lottery when I was 18, and my number came up 360, so I was going to get my draft card and get everything done.
Yeah, still. Right.
No,
yeah.
It was casting a spell. We said when we began last month on this that the backdrop to it was some very serious things, including that. But we, in general, were still insulated from bigger problems.
Yep. But back to scooping, the route we took was, of course, you wanted to get back on Main Street because that's where all your friends were. So we would go, 7th Street, make the loop going down Main Street, say hello to your friends, go by to theaters and whatever, and all the way down to State Street, make the loop again, and then come back. But the idea was just to get back on Main Street because that's where all the action was, right? And the police never really bothered us.
Now, that's the question.
Yeah.
I mean, where were the police?
Yeah, yeah. Unless you were peeling rubber, you know, I mean, going 60 miles an hour.
I never saw any apprehensions.
They just left us alone.
Jim Messier, teenage rebel.
No. And we said, thinking about this too, Jim, though, we never did see an accident.
No, we never did. No.
We had great drivers back in those days.
And the price
race car drivers.
Yeah. Price of gas was cheap, right?
Well, yes. Now, you've reminded me that we had two gas stations downtown.
Yes.
Two standard stations.
Both standard stations, right.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And so that is not in my memory bank.
Where were they?
One was across from the museum.
Really?
Yeah, on the southwest corner. And the other one was down...
Like where that the new cafe is?
No,
that's
another block
your block
south.
Off.
Oh, block
yeah,
off.
By the police department.
Okay.
Yeah. And the other one was down on Main Street, just before you hit the Main Street Bridge.
Is it where Oddfellows is today, the convenience store?
No.
It was on the west side of the street, right?
Okay.
The west side.
That was the one by the museum.
Yeah, where was the other one you said?
Down, as you're going down Main Street, before you get to the Main Street Bridge, you'll be on your right-hand
that
side.
That very nice office building type.
Yes,
there's some medical in there.
Yeah.
It's a four-story on the corner.
Okay.
A main new building.
Both gas stations.
Well, and then you were reminding me as a driver, Jim, this was, even if we were in a big hurry because we had to get back to Main Street, this was full service.
Mm-hmm.
And we forget what that was.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I mean, they washed the windows.
Yep.
They checked the oil.
Yep.
They checked the tires.
If you wanted it checked, they would do it for you.
Yeah.
Their uniforms and, dipstick in their pocket and all that stuff.
Yeah. And all for, was it 25 cents a gallon?
25, 27, yeah.
But Ethel. Did you need Ethel in your car?
No, not my car.
Ethel.
Ethel Mertz?
here's something I saw you don't see anymore. This was at a gas station in Union Grove. You know how you find 87, 89, and 93 octane? Check the first one. 110 octane gas.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
Look at that. Leaded.
Yeah.
110 octane they sell.
Yeah.
It's for the Great Lakes Dragaway.
Oh, geez.
In Union Grove, so they can fuel up the car. 100. Wow. I saw that. I said, whoa, the car's going to fly with that in it.
Jim, now, we said that it was just a five-minute loop.
Yeah.
But now I've got to add in, we did have a related destination.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
We went north.
We went north. And
we
that
went
was...
north because there were a lot of submarines north.
Watch the submarine races.
Yeah, there's a lot of submarines up there.
Yep.
And that's where the police were, though.
Oh, yeah, they would come and check
the
on us.
The police in the dark with their flashlights?
Yep.
You know, I never understood that because we had a DJ where I grew up, Murray the K, and he always said... The submarine race watchers. And as a kid, what do you mean? Submarine race watchers? But I heard that back where I lived, and it was here too.
They were over in New York as well.
Submarine race. I never understood what that meant.
Well,
we
knew
we understood it.
That's right.
Of course, I'm not as old as you two. So
right. I know. Yeah.
And once in a while, that parking lot was pretty crowded, Jim.
Oh, yeah. We're talking about the Point. Everybody went out to the Point there. We all went there to catch the submarine races.
Where we're talking, the Shoe Park?
Yeah.
The golf course.
Yeah. By the lighthouse there, sort of, but overlooking the...
Where all the juvenile delinquents hung out.
right. And what a view that was at night, right, Carol?
Yeah.
If we even noticed the view. But
future prisoners at Waupon.
But we had a backup plan. If that was crowded, the backup plan was to go behind... UWR, which is now Gateway. That was not quite as exciting to go there as far as views, but it was
okay. Were there fewer submarines up there?
Yeah, I think so.
Didn't anybody have a summer job?
Yes, we're going to get to that.
We're going to touch on that.
You're doing is creating havoc in Racine during the summer of 65. I'm waiting for when you guys actually work.
We're coming
to
that.
Tune in. We're coming.
Okay.
Yes. Well, then, Jim, on these evenings...
Mm-hmm.
Now, I never did this, but you were reminding me how beautiful the Washington Park pool was at night. Mm-hmm. And we've done programs on the pool, and we've never included anything about being there at night. This was news to me. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You could go there till 9 o'clock?
Yes. It was a lot less crowded then because the kids were gone, mostly adults.
Yeah.
But there was just so much to do.
It must have been so beautiful. You said it was.
Yeah, the lights were on, and it was really, really nice.
And then you could still have the challenge of swimming out to the island.
Oh, the island, of course. All those diving boards that were on top of that island.
Yeah.
I mean, how crowded that island was. we had to watch out for the kids jumping off the diving boards, though, because they would miss us by inches. It was like incoming missiles with those kids.
Not too much at night, though.
No, not really.
This is more of a dating
scene
at night.
That's right.
I missed that, though. I didn't get there.
Right.
And then, of course, we have to talk. We've recently talked about it, but the beaches. Mm-hmm. And this is if our jobs did allow it, and you had a job where you could be at the beach because you worked third shift or something.
Second shift.
That's
right.
Yeah, so that left you time for the beach.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
I like this in the notes. This must be where this is coming up. It's Jim, pick up girls.
Oh, Carol wrote that.
Just a little reminder that you did do that.
Jim, pick up girls.
I had no luck, though, you know.
Oh, with your car, I think it's all in the car.
Right, yeah.
Well, you had to have suntan lotion, you guys. No, did you have suntan lotion? The girls did.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah,
and
that's
then,
right.
And then a transistor radio.
Yep. All you needed for going to the beach was, like you said, a towel, suntan lotion, and a transistor radio tuned into WLS. And like you said, all we did there was just,
try to get a tan.
Trying to get a tan and look for girls.
Summer. The summer is 65, and we're seeing Carol Gianforte and Jim Messier here talking about the summer is 65. Who's coughing? Who's making those noises?
I think that's, I'm clearing my throat. I'm seeing my throat doctor later.
Who's not going to make it to the summer of 2026? Let's get back to where we were here in this note here. Jim, pick up girls.
No.
He's not going to let us forget those.
Yeah, Jim, pick up girls.
Okay, move on, Carol.
Okay, so let's continue with the summer of 65 and scene.
And, you know, looking back, though, we got to say, we were so innocent. I mean, compared to what we think possibly wild teenagers do today, innocent. Mm-hmm. But another destination we had in the summer, on a hot summer night, our drive-in restaurants. And even though I was a Northsider, the A&W, that was a destination. Orange, over right by Park High School, known for that great root beer and the frosty mugs, mm-hmm. good hamburgers. And I think we were trying to remember, even orange or yellow lights at night. I was reading online about people still remembering A&W, and I think it's like I remember, frankly, Mary Gold Dairy on Carlisle Avenue. No one is going to ever top those root beer drinks again. They're mm-hmm. still comparing everything to the A&W root beer of those years.
Yep.
How about another seasonal one, Jim?
Well, we had other drive-ins, of course. Who remembers the 4 Mile drive-in on Douglas and 4 Mile Road? That was owned by the Konacek family. Another drive-in was Little Richard's on Douglas, along with Park Inn. Park Inn is still there, by the way. Moving on to... did we move on to hamburgers yet?
Sandy's and Carol's,
yes,
you were remembering.
Yes, that's right. Sandy's, of course, was a very popular hamburger place over by Washington and 31. I think that became a Hardee's later on. But another good one was Carol's on Washington Avenue, right across from Turnstile. I believe that was a chain, too, but that had a tremendous following here right in Racine. Mm.
And yeah. My friend Karen and I would always go to Dog and Suds on the north side.
On Rapids there, yeah.
Yeah, Rapids. After a hard Sunday afternoon studying at the library, maybe it was Saturdays at the library, sitting by the card catalog to pick up boys.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that where you pick up the card catalog?
Yeah, that was a good central location. Yeah. Then we would go to Dog and Suds, loved that. And then Horlick High School, that was our neighborhood too, Boy Blue. Mm-hmm. And I was looking online about memories people have of Boy Blue from the Venturini family. Mm-hmm. This was 1971, so this was still to come, but I got a kick out of this. Their prices were 7 cents, 14, 21, 28, and 35 cents.
Wow.
So that was hard if you had to make change.
Yeah, right.
That was hard on the staff.
Yeah.
How about on the south side?
Oh, well, we had the Red Barn. That was right across the street from the plaza. And, of course, the building looked like a red barn. That was a chain as well. They're all, it's gone now. The buildings are still there. So if you go to a strange town, you see this abandoned old barn. That was probably a red barn. Racine has theirs.
You drove in. You gave them your shopping list. You talk about the convenience store?
No, this is a hamburger place.
Oh, hamburger place, Red Barn.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Not to be confused with the farm.
Oh, right. Yeah, not the farm. Yeah, okay. That's right. Yeah.
Ours were barns.
Yeah, yeah. But they all look alike.
And then McDonald's.
McDonald's,
I mean,
of
we
course.
Were fascinated.
Yep.
I don't think that in general they could compete with our still favorite locals.
Mm-hmm.
But we had two. Now, you think that the one on Lathrop was even number 4 in the country.
One of the earliest. Right. Yeah.
One of the earliest.
You're right, yeah.
But then there was one on the north side, which is still there also.
It's still there.
On Douglas.
That's right.
And maybe only, 15 cents a hamburger?
Something it was like 15 that? Cents for a burger, 10 cents for fries, and I think maybe 10 cents for sodas. You can buy a whole meal for under 50 cents.
And then they were up to date on their figures.
Yes.
Those big arches and the big sign.
Yeah.
Remember how many? I wonder how often they changed that, though.
I don't know. I think it was 7 million for a long time.
Now it just says billions.
Billions and billions.
They're just rounding it off. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, that's right. We also had some Dairy Queens in Racine. The one on Durand Avenue was there for a long time. It's still there. There was one on State Street, not too far from where you used to live, Carol, right?
And that was big news in my neighborhood.
Yeah.
I'm not really sure why.
Uh-huh.
But... I can even see that owner or proprietor.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He was about as large as the Dairy Queen because it was a little teeny tiny place.
I wonder why.
Yeah.
16th Street had one by Johnson's Wax, of course. Funny story about A&W. In my basement, I have 6 of the original glass mugs from A&W from actually 1945 when my dad got out of the service. After World War II, he took my mother to visit his parents in Rice Lake. They went to an A&W. There was a very, very slow car hop, so my dad didn't want to wait anymore. He just left, tray and all, and I ended up with those mugs. And it's whenever we have a root beer, we always use those mugs, and it tastes better.
Officer, yes.
Yeah, yeah. Another one.
Yeah, well, officer, we have an admission of guilt over
another
here.
Another one. Another
take us,
one.
Take us both away.
We waited since 1949, and we finally got them.
What are those TV shows where, the cold case?
Yep, that's right. Yeah. Remember the car hops, though?
Well, yes. Yeah. I mean, that was a big attraction.
Oh, yeah. And they were sometimes.
Nice. Yes, they were. And nice gals.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were great. Another thing that some of us guys did was drive to the Kenosha County bars. Now, back in the... back in 65, Kenosha County only required you to be 18 to be able to drink beer. Racine, of course, was 21. So every Friday and Saturday night, there was a mass exodus of Racine kids going to Kenosha. So places that I remember were the Brat Stop, which is still there. Shakey's Pizza. They were in that class as well. Earl's Bar and Leo's. And it's a wonder we ever made it back to Racine sometimes, I tell you, but I don't even want to get into that, but
let's get into it.
No, with the speeding and weaving back and forth.
Oh, please, no, I don't want to get into it. Officer, we finally got him.
That was a time also of fake IDs. If you didn't have a legitimate idea. A friend of mine, Nibs, would be the guy to see it.
Nibs Kosterman. Let the whole name out.
Nibs Kosterman. He's gone now, but he was the guy to see about fake IDs. He would always go up to a group of guys and say, who wants to be 18? And everybody would raise their hand.
So let's see. Stolen mugs from A&W.
Yeah.
Fake IDs.
Yep.
What else?
Oh, my gosh. What did you do, Carol?
Oh, I'm trying to think, but it just slipped my mind.
Yeah,
It just slipped my mind completely.
I was a good boy. I never did any of that stuff.
Yeah, take us away, right?
Oh.
Of course, we never told our parents where we're going. We always were going to the library or study at somebody's house. But
Now,
but,
Don, you had said, didn't we work?
Yes.
Didn't we work?
All this carousing and doing stuff and flashing fake IDs.
Did we work?
When did you actually get a job?
Well, I remember my friend Sue Bush. She worked at the outdoor nights, the outdoor theater, so she could be at the beach during the day. So that was one
That's clever.
That
That's
wasn't
good.
Clever.
That's good,
And gals... they were a lot in retail. Now, I don't know when your wife, Terry, started at Zayers, but some of the big discount stores, the young girls could work there, you know, but mainly daytime hours. But I don't think you had to be as involved with the customers as our fancy, fancy stores downtown. Gals were still babysitting, but the guys kind of had it pretty tough in some ways.
Yeah, hard labor.
Yeah.
Usually guys would work in local factories, you know, for summer jobs. Also, I knew guys who worked at grocery stores, men's stores, things like that. I personally worked as a janitor at Johnson's Wax second shift. So, like Carol said, that enabled me to take my red Chevy convertible and head down to the beach almost every day.
Gym, pick up girls. That's, where,
that's where it comes in. Right, yeah. But, yes, I was a janitor for them, but my official title was sanitary engineer. And
When I got out of high school my first summer, my father said, what are you going to do? I said, I'm going to hang around. He said, oh, no, you're not. You're going to get a job. I don't care if you have to pick your nose this summer to get paid. You're going to get a job. I got a job as a janitor at a radio station. Yeah. August 2nd. August 2nd, 1972. I got my job at the radio station as a janitor.
Yep.
Years later, the guy who was the program director at the station, I met him in Atlanta where I worked. And he said, you know, you're my Cinderella story.
Yes.
He said, I've never... all the years I've been there, 25 years, we never had a better janitor than you. But he said you started out cleaning and you never slacked. Even when I was on the air working overnights, I was still the janitor.
Huh.
And I'd put on Rare Earth, 22 minutes, get ready, clean the building, put on Days of Future Past by the Booty Blues, clean the building. But yeah, me and Jim,
Well,
it
no
was
wonder.
A lot. It was a lot nicer to telling a girl that you were a sanitary engineer as opposed to a janitor.
I was a janitor. I didn't care. I worked at the radio.
But my husband, there were some neighbors of his and his brother who were highly involved with Young Radiator. So John, of course, had a reel in there, and his inn was right by the blast furnaces.
Nice.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So hold on just a second. We're going to get a quick one last break here, and we're going to get back to the summer of 65 in Racine. Part two. No, part three, right?
We're still in part two.
We're not going to have a part three.
No, we're not.
This is the end.
This is the wrap-up.
End of the summer.
Yeah.
Then we go to the summer of 66. After that. Carol and Jim are here. We're going to do a wrap-up of the summer of 65. And let's continue where we left off.
Now, the reason we are still spending so much time on the 65 summer is this came up in our planning because this year it was the 60th anniversary. For you, Jim, and for my husband.
Mm-hmm.
And then you gave a talk at your St. Cat's reunion that summarized all this.
Mm-hmm.
So that's
right.
Where we...
So here we are.
But I don't think you had in your talk this next topic that I'm throwing in, which is the romance of the summer of 65.
Oh, here's where we get Jim pickup girls.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, I'm going to throw this in.
Okay.
Because, you know, when there were couples in high school... people would look at them and kind of fantasize probably about, oh, will they get married someday? Or how long have they been going steady? But now over this summer, we had this pall of the ending. And a good part of us were going to have to part. And what was going to happen to these romances? Now, I don't think you guys, you weren't confiding in each other about your worries about a girlfriend, but we gals were.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't have the luxury of internet or anything.
Mm-hmm.
When a guy or gal was leaving town, you had to rely on letters,
yep.
maybe a few long-distance calls. In our dorm, we would have one payphone on the entire floor
mm-hmm.
for calling home.
Wow.
So the concern about what was going to happen to our romances was starting to really be on our thoughts that mm-hmm. summer.
Yep. Well, then we transitioned to what's going to happen to us after graduation. A lot of big changes coming. Some guys joined the service, and of course they had Vietnam to worry about, but a lot of my friends joined the service after graduation. Some of us stayed right here in town for permanent jobs at the local factories, and it was interesting because there were so many factories in town. If you didn't like where you were working, say at J.I. Case, you could always get a job a couple days later at other factories, Horlicks Malted Milk, Dumore, Hamilton Beach, or if you're desperate enough, Bell City Malleable. But
yeah.
Working in the blast furnaces there.
And gals could be working at those factories. At those companies, too, in the
sure.
offices.
You bet.
So many.
Yep, that's right. Many of us stayed right here in town to continue our education. That would have been signing up at Dominican College or UWR, which is University of Wisconsin-Racine, and that was located where Gateway is now. Everybody called that UCLA, which was University Closest to Lake Avenue, of course. Some of us even signed up to learn a trade at what we called con school, which was otherwise known as vocational school.
And then some of us were leaving town for college.
Yep.
I think Whitewater, Madison, UWM.
Yep.
I know my friends and I, we were signing the autograph books and promising to write and once in a while to call and visit
mm-hmm.
each other.
Mm-hmm.
There was a lot of undercurrent of
sure.
the sadness of the ending
mm-hmm.
and the parting.
I was never sad at the end of high school. For some reason, I said, goodbye, had enough of you guys. See you at the reunion in 30 years.
Yeah.
And did you?
Yeah.
Did
yeah.
you?
Yeah. You did, huh?
Yeah. 20
okay.
years I saw them, yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Well, you haven't had a 60th reunion yet. That's, of course.
50th, yeah.
You're waiting for the 60th like us, right?
Real quick, we had two people, Chris and, I'm not going to mention the names. He was the quarterback. She was the cheerleader. They got together, and they were the power couple in high school. They got married, got divorced at the 20th reunion. They started a big scream fight on the dance floor at each other.
Oh.
And Bob Schreck and I pulled our chairs up to the dance floor, and I said, this is why I came to the reunion.
Oh.
This was
oh.
the floor show I've been waiting
oh.
for.
My goodness. Oh. Well, anyway, now next time, well, and like the song says, yes, Jim.
Yeah, well, okay.
Our last carefree summer.
That was our last carefree
yeah.
summer, that's right. And like the song says, those were the, days, my friend.
Yes.
We thought they'd never end.
Yeah, that's
let's talk
good...
about next time.
Yeah. Oh.
Now, well, you two are going to hibernation like bears. You're going to be hibernating for the month of November.
We're coming back in December.
Yeah. after the first blast of cold air, you're
right
again.
Yeah. What are we going to be talking about, Karen?
Well, now we're going to return to our, not our teens, but our real childhood, Jim.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Jim has got two in his collection of so many things. He's got two catalogs from the 1950s from Zahn's and from a Firestone store
station
in Racine.
Downtown Racine.
Yeah.
Right.
Toys for Christmas.
Oh.
Right out of the 50s.
Right. So did.
So along with
yep.
that, mm-hmm. we're thinking of just talking about our favorite toys and also just presents in general
mm-hmm.
in our younger days.
Sure.
What
yeah.
we gave. Should I steal your thunder right now?
Oh.
Jim is going to tell about how he picked out a present for his mother when he was a teenager, though.
Yeah.
He bought his mother a Vegematic.
Vegematic. Remember that?
Chops anything.
Yeah, that's right.
Chops lettuce, fingers, tomatoes, everything.
This amazing product.
That's right. So the catalogs with the yellowed pages from our past in
yeah.
our favorite stores.
Yeah. Yep.
The toys that we loved, and then some stories about the presents that were
sure.
given.
Yeah. What were some of the toys in there? Model trains, I know, for boys.
Mm-hmm.
Wagons. What, dolls for girls?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dolls, dresses, clothes. Yeah. The radio flyer wagons we were talking about.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Uh-huh. Yeah.
My husband was always looking for tents, and that wasn't something that
I never heard of that before.
Yeah, he wanted tents.
What fun is that?
Well, when they had a fight in the house, he went in the backyard, slept in the tent.
Oh, there you go.
But remember the other catalogs too, Montgomery Ward, Penny's, and I would sit for nights paging through the catalog, circling all the things that I wanted.
Monkey Ward?
Monkey Ward. Right.
Who came up with that name?
I don't know, but it was very popular.
And then we had Penny's here for you could. Penny's? I think from the catalog, was that a different store or did you go to the layaway department to pick up your Penny's catalog items?
I'm not sure. They had a toy department too.
Yeah.
Downtown.
And real quickly, Jim, you have an open house coming up?
Yes. December 6th at the Racine Business Center.
On 16th Street?
Yep. Yeah. Our museum is going to be open and the whole building will be open. So
that's always
it should
fun.
Be, it should be a lot of fun.
Well, thank you guys for coming in.
Our pleasure.
Have a nice Thanksgiving.
Well, thank
have
you.
Nice
thank
Halloween.
You.
Nice
same
Thanksgiving. Harold Gianforte, Jim Basir,
thank
Summer
you.
Of 65 in Racine. This was fun.
Right.
And for people who missed it, you can catch the first podcast. It's down there wherever you get your podcasts. Also, this one will be podcast probably by tonight or early tomorrow. You'll be able to catch it. Just go to WRJN.com, civicmedia.us. Or Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever you get your podcasts. Thank you, guys. I do appreciate it.
Oh, our pleasure.
Thank you, Don. We appreciate you.
Summer day.